brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an extremely important radio broadcast lined up for you today here. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2009. Very important radio transmission lined up today. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, I am going to reveal to the nation what really happened at the Randall's grocery store in South Austin over the weekend. I am going to reveal what happened Saturday because I happen to have a neighbor that was there, and I've also talked to other people that were there, and I even heard a local radio report on local news radio 590 that confirmed what I already knew. But this is very important. This isn't just a case of Congressman Lloyd Doggett, the anti-Second Amendment, anti-national sovereignty, pro-New World Order, pro-socialized health care, one of the worst congressmen we have. It's not just an issue of him being shouted down and chanted down and basically chased from the building by a crowd of several hundred people. The issue is the media is spinning this and saying it was all manufactured. And I happen to know, because I have talked to the individual that shot the video of Congressman Castle when he got chanted down over the birther issue, I happen to know that was purely spontaneous. And I also happen to have confirmed from someone at the event of what really happened as the crowd exploded when Arlen Specter urges them to accept the socialized government takeover of health care fast. And a crowd of his constituents exploded on him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reveal to you in 30 minutes whether this is spontaneous or not, because I happen to have sources in all three cases. That is how big this radio show is. In fact, I should have thought as far as I went live. I gave you the number for William, who videotaped the Congressman Castle info. I gave that number to Aaron, who was up here till 2 in the morning. He's not in yet. Call him, ask where that number to William is. He probably put it in the computer, because maybe we can line William up to be on the show as an eyewitness. He shot the video of Castle being shouted down. I know people personally, and I'm trying to twist their arm to come on. Most people don't want to be on the radio, who were at the Doggett event. I know two separate people. Talked to them this morning. And I also have a contact at the other event. And I can tell you exactly what happened. Of course, watching the video, you can tell what really happened. But I'm going to break down, and I want Paul Joseph Watson to just do a blurb on what I'm going to cover in 30 minutes. But it's important because this has become a national issue on whether these are spontaneous or not. Here's Politico's headline today. Dems break looking like a bad trip. Angry protesters shouted down Democrats at public events from Texas to Pennsylvania over the weekend, leaving the party only one real hope for getting its message out over recess: a backlash. In Austin, Representative Lloyd Doggett was drowned out by a group of noisy, sign-waving demonstrators who shouted, "Just say no," as he tried to talk about health care reform. And then it goes on from there. Now, then they go on to say, is it real? Is it staged? Well, we have the answer. We know. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv so I can show these video clips, break it down in T-minus 25 minutes and counting down right now when we go to break. And then when we get back, all the other insane news. Are you ready for cameras in your home watched by the CPS? It's being proposed along with your implantable microchips. Stay with us.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have incredibly important news and big developments on the forced vaccine quarantine, NORTHCOM, U.S. Army, Marine Corps, and forced lockdown of the United States. They're publicly announcing they're going to launch in the fall. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. They always act like we will be assimilated by the Borg, we will give up all of our liberties and freedoms, and that it's a foregone conclusion, hoping that many people just don't even show up for a fight, that many people don't even speak out politically and say no. But we have huge developments on that front, giant developments, reportedly with Geithner cussing out Bernanke and others over the fact that the public's turning against them. They're beginning to panic. I believe this is nothing more than a ruse. We're going to get into a bunch of other economic news and incredible 9/11 inside job information, government-sponsored terrorism, false flag news. It is all coming up today. And we have Mike Rivero of What Really Happened for his once-a-month visit popping in next hour. We'll get his take on the whole birther issue blowing up bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Always respect his opinion on that. He thinks it's much to do about nothing and a distraction from all the real dirt on Barack Obama. So I want to be clear. I am not a birther. I am looking at this story because governments normally lie. In fact, lying is what they're normally doing. I mean, Obama will tell the truth, George W. Bush will tell the truth about the color of their tie, or where they went on vacation, or what type of breed of dog the family likes to have. George W. Bush will tell the truth about the size of a fish he caught. He's constantly babbling about that or what his golf score is, how many under par he is, or what his favorite football team is to watch on SportsCenter. But they lie about real issues. And so, yes, we're looking at this. We're investigating this because we don't just take government's word for something. We don't take media's word for something. We don't take our own word on things, you know? We make mistakes sometimes. We investigate. We try to tell the truth. We have a very good track record of about 95% accuracy. But nobody's perfect. And with his shady past and using the fake name, Barry Sotero, and false names on college entrance exams and all sorts of shady behavior, it needs to be looked at. But that does not mean I'm saying that he was born in Kenya. I think the evidence is starting to lean that way. When I come out and say 9/11 is an inside job, that's because the evidence 100% proves that. Just like 10 years ago, I'd get on air and say the Gulf of Tonkin was staged and get attacked by newspapers. I've been attacked by newspapers several times for saying the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam was staged. Then 3 years ago, it was declassified by the CIA and NSA that it was completely, totally staged to get us into Vietnam. And the LBJ tapes with him and McNamara on the phone, LBJ at his ranch in Johnsonville, before it was called Johnsonville, Johnson City, and McNamara at the Pentagon. At 3 a.m., by the way, these guys work around the clock doing their evil. So if I come out and say something's documented, it's documented. So we're going to be covering that. But why is this so important, this issue of the mainstream media, the last 3 days? On local radio, I heard it. On the Sunday news shows, I heard it. And yesterday on CNN, while on the treadmill, I saw it yesterday morning. This morning, I heard it again on local radio, saying that it was staged, saying that Doggett being shouted down and now Specter being shouted down and Congressman Castle being shouted down, that it's staged by the Republican Party. Then driving home yesterday, I heard Rock Howard on News Radio 590 KLBJ, friend of mine, head of the Libertarian Party in Travis County. I heard him saying the Libertarian Party didn't even know about this Lloyd Doggett event. And no, we had nothing to do with this, as local news and national news were accusing them of. And then I made some phone calls, and I happened to talk to a neighbor, and they said, no, I was there. I was there grocery shopping, because I live over near this area of South Austin, this Randall's off Brody. And so my neighbors do as well, and I talked to my neighbor. I talked to one of my dad's employees. So I've talked to two people separately who were there, one shopping and one went to the event. And they explain what happened. I have the eyewitness reports. Now, I tried to get my neighbor on. Obviously, most people are shy and don't want to be on radio, much less the Alex Jones show. I mean, my neighbors are almost scared to even talk to me. And maybe rightfully so. But the point is, and I talked to one of my dad's employees. So that's two separate people. And we're trying to get William on, who posted the footage and is giving us the footage for my new Obama film on the birther issue with the Castle situation. Congressman Castle being shouted down. So I've confirmed there, and I've confirmed on the Doggett situation and on the Specter situation. That's how big our audience is. I've confirmed what really happened at all three events. So I'm going to tell you what happened at all three events coming up at the bottom of the hour. 33 after, or about 17 minutes. That is coming up. I will break that down. Or 18 minutes from now. I will break that down. And why is this so important? Because the media is in a concerted effort saying, A, it's bad to shout people down. I'll give you my take on that. And B, this is fake. Well, I happen to know whether it's real or not, and I'm going to tell you from the eyewitnesses. I'm here in Austin, Texas. I live in South Austin, on the border of West Austin and South Austin, and I know what happened from eyewitnesses. I will tell you, And local, this is backed up by local 590 AM. They've now, well, 590 wasn't saying it was staged. They were quoting Doggett saying it was staged. 590 now is saying something else because they're hearing from Austinites who were there. That'll give you an idea of what's coming up. Another media hoax exposed in T-minus 18 minutes. Then Mike Rivero is coming on with his monthly visit with us, and then we have Webster Tarpley. I had Webster on last week, but I want to get him on specifically on eugenics. We flew another team to D.C. to talk to Webster last week, last Friday, because we were unable to get an actual copy of EcoScience. I ordered copy after copy, and then we'd be told days later it had sold out. So I had bought the university online scan version, which is good, but not good enough. Finally, Friday, it came in the mail. So Webster was able to go to the local D.C. library. He was able to get a copy of it. We flew a team there because he's an expert on eugenics as well, one of the leading experts out there. I would say myself, one of the other leading ones as well. But Webster, being a scholar, he went Wednesday, got the book. We flew up, interviewed him Friday. He has now read, he's a speed reader, much of the 1,100 devilish pages. So he'll be on in the last hour today to actually go over the copy he has in his hands of the plan to drug the water supply, forcibly sterilize the population, to raise all children in government dormitories, take all children from all parents. That's the Chinese model. They tried it. The society completely collapsed in the mid-60s. 60 to 80 million. The Chinese say 80 million died. Encyclopedia Britannica says 64 mil under it. Now, this is the plan the White House science chief wants. So that is coming up with one of our resident experts, Webster Tarpley, on the eugenics front, coming up in the last hour, a key report today. You do not want to miss that. And yesterday, we only did an hour and 15 minutes of PrisonPlanet.tv. My promise is to average at least 2 hours a day. So today we're doing 3 hours and a half, or 3.5 hours. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 33 after. My back was in great pain yesterday, and I wasn't going to do the TV show because I was hunched over the mic. But then Hooge, a.k.a. Paul Hartman, popped my back and literally is a magic man at this. I am just very thankful. So I was able to do the TV show partially yesterday because of that. I know I keep marveling about it and talking about it. I've never had my back pop like that. It's like a genius level. He like grabbed me, totally picked me up with my legs dangling. Pretty strong, too. I'm pretty big. And pop, pop, pop. I'm like an inch taller. What did you do, Hooge? The pain is gone. I am healed. All right, anyways, I'm still ranting on that. You got to thank somebody that can actually get you out of excruciating pain. Like magic. Anyways, watching you carefully. What's that Rodney Dangerfield movie where Sam Kinison's in it? And Dangerfield says some rant in the back of the class, and he goes, I like you. I'm keeping my eye on you. Ought to get Kevin Booth on to tell you some behind-the-scenes Sam Kinison stories. They're pretty wild and pretty interesting, but also probably not for family listening. Okay, that's enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. I am trying to psychologically not cover the next stories I have in my stack that are absolutely off the chart, nightmarish, and that will break down in brevity this segment next, and then in great detail later in the hour into the next hour with Mike Rivero. And what is that report? What is it that's so incredibly shocking? Okay, here are the headlines. Alleged North Carolina jihadist to be tried with secret evidence. That is completely un-American. The end of freedom. Totally criminal. Another incredible article. Obama health bill allows government real-time access to bank accounts. Total NSA snooping. End of Fourth Amendment. And then the one that takes the cake, because I know the background on this. When I see this, it isn't just shocking because of the headline. I know it's even worse than Paul Watson's story. UK government to install surveillance cameras in private homes. You heard me right. Another one. Photo of combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Wait till you hear what the local police say. It's all coming up after this quick break right here on the one and the only GCN radio network. These stories are all linked or posted at InfoWars.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment, so start your engines.
The rusty chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
coming up, I'm going to end all the controversy because I got eyewitnesses at every event, including South Austin. Was it staged? Lloyd Doggett and others being shouted down. Senator Spector, Congressman Castle. Why suddenly are they all these staged events? That is coming up in the next segment. Okay, this is a really big deal for our republic. Already with this indefinite detention, the end of habeas corpus for foreigners and U.S. citizens alike, Obama setting up domestic FEMA camps, hiring massive amounts of new National Guard troops and former federal and state prison guards to join the National Guard to administer the domestic camps. When you read a headline like this, it's very, very scary. Alleged North Carolina, I've got a North Korean story here on the stack. Alleged North Carolina jihadist to be tried with secret evidence. The Associated Press reports today that the supposed North Carolina terrorism suspect may be tried with secret evidence. The case may involve classified material that will raise national security issues if given to other to their defense attorneys, federal prosecutors told AP. The man charged in the case are to appear in federal court Tuesday, including U.S. citizens. So you got to love this. That's very Kafka-esque, or 1984. You're being tried with evidence, but we can't show you or your attorneys the evidence. We're just going to promise the judge and the jury that we have this evidence, and then you're going to go to prison on that. Now, remember, this is with the backdrop of all these police, like morons, leaving their squad car videos on their own lapel mics, their own mics that they use to set up and entrap and convict citizens. They leave them on. And then the police are so lazy when defense attorneys ask for the tape, they just make the copies and send them out to them. And the defense attorneys pop them in, and there are the cops going, I'm going to frame this girl. I'm going to make her give me a fellatio. Hey, I'm going to plant drugs on this guy. I don't like him. Hey, I'm going to say that lady tried to run the car into me. Yeah. Yeah, we'll send him to prison. I mean, everybody's hearing this stuff now and going, whoa. Folks, they teach police how to frame people. And this, you notice in all these videos that are surfacing now, that it's just, all right, I'm going to frame this lady. All right, sounds good. Great. Hey, going to play your softball team Saturday? Yeah, I'll see you there. Yeah, I'm going to send her to prison for a while. Yeah, that's dumb lady. Look at her. She was drunk driving. She doesn't know I'm a framer for trying to run into me. Yeah. Listen, can you falsify that report? Sure. Great, we'll take care of that other one. I need some more Disney World on this. Oh, you make some more mentally. It's so fun to set these people up. It's so good. We're such hardcore crooks. Well, you got to protect a fella cop. You know, I don't even next hour want to play the video of this. There's so many cuss words. I saw it last week and forgot about it and then saw it again posted on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it last night. I said, you know, I need to play this. The problem is I got to have my guys cut all the F-bombs and S-bombs out of it. But you can go watch the video. It's just a young girl, you know, she's drinking, young lady, cat jumps out in front of her, so she wrecks, cops show up, run into her, because they're driving like maniacs. That's one of their favorite tricks, is to run into you and then blame you for it. And they're going, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and set her up and burn her. And they're like, fantastic. That's all on video. But the issue here is, right here in Texas, in many towns, they just pull you over, and if they like your car, they just say, I'm taking you in, I'm going to confiscate the car, you're a drug dealer. And they're doing this to, like, nice families with kids now. They just take everybody in, CPS, they go, shut up, lady, or CPS is going to take your kids. They just start laughing. Give me that cash out of your wallet. So, see, now they're going to say, oh, we have secret evidence you're a terrorist. Of course, we have New York police on video in Truth Rising coming up and saying, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb. We know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to put you in prison for it on video. They don't even think framing you on video's bad. See, they think it's normal to do this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnder Safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things.
We are simulcasting for the last 3.5 hours of this 4-hour radio show today at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there for their support that helped turn this radio show into a radio slash TV show. That's so important because I can show the video clips, I can show the documents, I can actually hold up the New York Times, I can actually hold up the White House science czar's own book, Eco-Science, where he calls for putting sterilants in the water, taking all children at birth to raise them in government dormitories, eradicating the family, sterilizing, force-drugging the population. I can actually hold this up and put the pages and quotes on screen. And that is having a devastating effect because everybody then grabs the videos that they get to watch live at PrisonPlanet.tv as members and that are also archived, along with my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films, special expanded extras from all my films, many other films and books we've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then they rip it to hundreds of file sharing networks and YouTube and Google. And we have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, political YouTube channel. It's bigger than the president's channel. It has more members and more hits. Very, very exciting. Just what we're doing on YouTube. So I want to commend and thank everybody out there for the fine work they're doing. By the way, later this afternoon, we're going to post at the Alex Jones channel a little YouTube video I shot yesterday thanking you for spreading the word about the Obama deception. Whether you buy it on DVD in the high quality at InfoWars.com and make copies and give it out to people or have viewing parties, or whether you spread the free online versions of it around, this film is only getting bigger and bigger exponentially. At the current rate, it appears to have eclipsed all my films together previously in just 5 months of being out. And it certainly is going to eclipse them over time. Just amazing. And my other films, you know, some of them are the most viral out there ever. There is no doubt that at its current rate, The Obama Deception will dwarf Loose Change and will become the most downloaded, most viewed film in history. And I know the Wall Street Journal and other media are looking at those numbers. That's supposedly going to be in the Wall Street Journal coming up later this week, Thursday or Friday. We'll finally see this big report. But again, I don't care about winning a NASCAR trophy or a boxing trophy or a trophy for, you know, winning the best painting, at some local event. I don't have trophies on my wall, even though I won some swimming and, you know, football and stuff like that and soccer. And I'm not saying trophies are bad. I'm just saying I'm not into things like that. I'm not into being patted on the head. But the trophy I do want is to have the most downloaded, most viewed film in history, because it's about changing minds. I believe in people's minds and intellects, and I want to unlock minds. That is what gives me passion. That's what fuels me, is beating these bullies, bringing the globalists to justice, and empowering the human dynamic spirit. That's what drives me. That makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up right now. That gives me chills right now. I'm not after women. I'm not after power. I'm not after glory. I'm not after big houses. I'm not after any of that. I'm after humanity and communing with my fellow man, with our minds, with our intellects, with our intellectual debate, and reaching out towards the future to future progeny as an example for them to stand up against tyranny, them to stand up against challenges and threats to the species and dehumanization. I have a love affair with humanity and a love affair with the incredible art and creativity and the love and the innocence and the goodness and the strength and the courage and the honor. And to know that we are just one more little example of a small group of individuals together exerting ourselves against overwhelming odds and the corrupt government and the scientific dictatorship and engaging them at their level. I love the underdog, especially when the underdog is in the right. And make no mistake, that is happening today. So I commend all of you for what you've done. Please get The Obama Deception on DVD. Get it out to everybody. Go insane. I talked to the folks at the University of Arizona there in Phoenix, and they've given out over 30,000 copies in the last 5 months of The Obama Deception. Just a group of students, first four or five of them, then 10 or 15, then they, 10 or 15 or so, they said 12 or 15, handed out 15,000 when Obama came to town. And then since then, other students picked it up, and they know more than 15,000 additional have been handed out. So when I say, this has been a local newspaper, when I say 30,000, that's conservative. That's when I talked to them a few weeks ago. See, it's exponential. Other universities, thousands of copies. I mean, it's incalculable what you've done. I salute you. So we're going to post in this new video we're posting today and links on InfoWars and Prison Planet tomorrow to the best free online version. There's hundreds. The best encode we've seen. He knows how to do it better than we do. The fellow has a channel called Change the Channel, popular site in its own right. We've had him on Burmese's show. 3 million views. 3 million views right now at time of this show, right at 3 million. And we should crest that by this evening. It's right below that. It's 2,900,000+. And there's hundreds of versions on YouTube and Google alone. But the point is, we want to send that to 10 million in the next few months. Forget it just growing to 3 or 4 or 5 million. How about 10 million on just that 1 2-hour film? There's nothing else. There's no other films on YouTube. Now, people watch 1 minute videos with their attention span and they get 3 million views. It's already one of the biggest videos. I want it to have 10, 20, 30 million. I want everybody to see it. I mean, you talk about a solution. There's a solution right there. Just The Obama Deception. Republicans will watch it because they hate Obama. Then they find out that it's really about exposing George Bush as a New World Order puppet and shattering the left-right paradigm and showing Obama as a puppet. It's deprogramming people. Praise God, this is exciting. I mean, no wonder I got the Secret Service and FBI showing up here, and I got the Pentagon following me around, and what's been declassified mainstream news. But people inside the Army sent me the secret document. That's how it ended up being mainstream news, because the people in the Army are patriots and don't like having to follow me around all day. Follow me to the grocery store and follow me home and all this crap. I mean, we're having an effect. We're engaging the New World Order. This is incredible success to have them on my butt, to have them on my six. When they're on your tail, man, that means when you got bogeys, that means you're doing a good job. And, you know, they killed JFK, they killed Martin Luther King, they killed a lot of other people. The good news is I'm nothing near that level, but I've always tried to make it about the activist, about the listener, about you, the info warriors, in the lone wolves and in wolf packs against the enemy. Because they can't stop us if it's an idea. I've always said that. An idea is eternal. Ideas can't be stopped when they're based on the truth. And, of course, that's an eternal truth. Many philosophers have said that. I don't want to say the Wachowski brothers, who I know are reportedly fans of the show. I don't agree with all their philosophy, but I've talked to folks in Hollywood. They are fans of the show. Clearly, you know, I'm not saying I invented that idea, because that idea is thousands of years old, that ideas are, you can kill the messenger, but you can't kill the message. And so people sent me emails saying, are you ripping off ideas or bulletproof? No, and they're not ripping me off either, because I got that idea from other philosophers. But ideas are bulletproof, and that's what's so successful and so exciting and so good and so wholesome about this. Now, I told everybody to tune in, because I am now going to end this controversy with facts and proof and evidence. ABC News, Fox News, CNN, I have heard and seen them all. And Paul Hartman, one of my producers, has seen the local news. Rob Dew, one of our great producers, has seen the local newscast. I'm sure you've all seen it as well. But I'm in Austin, Texas, where this story finally got national attention. And I say this story. Congressman Castle in the East got shouted down and booed over the birther issue when he said he believes Obama was not born here, when he said he believes Obama was born here and that his birth certificate receipt is real. He spontaneously got booed and shouted down. Now, whether you believe in the birther issue or not, I'm not a birther. I'm just looking at the issue. I think it should be investigated. Because government lies so much, and he does have some questionable past and background and fake aliases and Barry Sitaro and other things, he needs to be looked at. I mean, his dad was a Muslim communist, and his mother was this big foundation minion of Geithner's dad. So very spooky group, very, very sneaky. But the point is, he probably was born in Hawaii. I mean, I don't know. The point is, we're looking at that. But regardless of what you think of that story, I talked to William, he doesn't want his full name on air, who shot the video. Turned out William, who shot the video that we're about to play, he was there. It was spontaneous. He's sending us the raw video. It went on and on with them chanting and booing and yelling and following him outside. So William's sending me the raw video right now. We're very, very appreciative of that. Then, Saturday, it's on local news. I'm driving in the car. At 5 o'clock, I spent part of the day with my family. I'm driving back into the office to work on the new Obama film. I'll soon reveal the name. Got to get on it. So busy making the film. I haven't got the website up yet, or you know, the promotional material, which is a problem. But side issue. Here's the bottom line. The national media has been saying that Senator Spector getting shouted down over the weekend is fake and was Republican operatives. They're saying it's fake with Congressman Doggett being shouted down and that that's staged, that the people were sent by Republicans. They are saying that the Congressman Castle thing was staged by the birthers, and that happened weeks ago. Oh, really? Was it staged? In fact, pull this up. I forgot to tell you. When Senator Cornyn at a Republican supposed Tea Party got booed off the stage and all Republicans got booed off? No, they're booing Republicans and Democrats off. But notice the mainstream media wants to make this partisan, because as long as they keep you in the left-right paradigm, as long as they make it about Republicans versus Democrats or Democrats versus Republicans, their whole system, the two parties that prop each other up, the two parties are owned by the same interest. But as long as they alternate power and keep fooling us, we wake up to Bush, put Obama in. We wake up to Obama, put a Republican in. We wake up to that Republican, you know, in 2016, put a Democrat in. As long as that cycle, that stage cycle, I mean, there may have been two different parties in the past. There were certainly in Andrew Jackson's time, but there are not now. You may have a few good members like Dennis Kucinich and the Democrats and Ron Paul and the Republicans, but the parties themselves, it's a total show. Same thing with Tory and Labour in England. And the people in the polls show are finally realizing it's the Bank of England. It's the private Federal Reserve. They're getting past the puppets to the actual controllers. This is huge. And so this story is so important today because it's multifaceted on a whole bunch of different levels. That's why Paul Watson's going to write a report on the facts I'm laying out here right now with these video clips that prove this. So here's the answer. I have eyewitnesses, my neighbor and one of my dad's employees. I live in South Austin. Now, I shop sometimes at the Randalls that they're talking about off Brody. I used to live a mile from there or less. Now I live a little bit further. Point is, my neighbor, talked to him this morning, wouldn't come on the show. Obviously, you know, people don't want to be public, but he was there. I also talked to one of my dad's employees. The neighbor was shopping there, was not even part of it, but stopped and stayed about 30 minutes and saw it happen. Then I heard multiple callers to Rod Balin on News Radio 590 today. And News Radio 590 has been reporting only what Doggett said, that basically it was staged by Republicans. Doggett with no proof. But the callers were calling in going, no, I'm a Democrat. I was sent a mailing. I went to it. He wouldn't listen to me. He wouldn't, you know, he kept telling us whether we liked it or not, they were going to give us this health care. He kept saying it didn't socialize things. There was a lady there who had a 1,000-page bill in a binder. We had copies of it. And so that's what's happening is people have now read over the pages and the subsections. We were just doing that yesterday on the show. We were doing that last Friday on the show. And so I've now found out from emails, we're going to get some of these people on the show in the next few days. I've now discovered that a lot of our listeners were there who've been registered Democrats in the past, South Austin. Only registered Democrats were mailed a mailer by Doggett. These were Democrats that were there. And he was talking down at them. And so there's 30 minutes of footage before this, and we're getting the raw footage right now. We've contacted the fellow that shot it, the video that has like 400,000 views right now. It's gone mega viral that we're about to play. And the issue is I've talked to the fellow with Congressman Castle in the East who was there, all spontaneous. These were his supporters booing him and yelling at him when he because they believe nothing the government says. I talked to somebody who was there at the big Spectre event, and they said it was totally spontaneous. And I've talked to people who were at this event, and it was totally spontaneous. And I've heard the callers to local news radio going, no, this was spontaneous. Of course it's spontaneous. The media is acting like it's only Democrats getting booed. No. I've seen Tea Party video from San Antonio, from Austin, from Dallas, from South Carolina. I mean, I see these videos every day where Republicans are being booed off the stage. You see, these are libertarians, Democrats, and Republicans at these events, these Tea Parties. The media says they're only Republican. Republican congressmen and senators are being booed off the stage. It's all of them. So it isn't just the media's lying. And we've seen Fox News, CNN, nationally, locally. We even have local CNN, News 8. They're lying and saying it's all staged. It is not staged. None of it is staged. The people are on the verge of total revolt. And let the establishment lie to themselves and say this is all staged. This is not staged. I live here. I go to some of these events. I have friends that shot video that you see posted of Cornyn. Everywhere Republicans and Democrats show up, Rick Perry got booed off the stage at another event. They're all, Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn, everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Lloyd Doggett, it doesn't matter. In fact, let's bring in first, come on in studio. Let's go ahead and bring you in first, Rob Dew. Rob, come on in here. We don't have much time. Your wife is a Democrat, so she got mailed the mailer for Doggett. You were laughing, saying you filled it out in the Fed and things like that. But just confirming with you, your wife's a Democrat. She got sent the flyer inviting her to it.
Right. Yeah, I opened it up, and I was reading it, and it had a list of things that you think are important and, multiple choice. And I wrote in audit the Fed on everyone and mailed it back to him. But it also said he was going to be at Randall's on, I think, from 10 to 11:30 was the time scheduled for. And I was actually going to go to it, but we ended up going to Ohio that day. But I was going to go to it and just, I was planning on yelling at him.
A week ago, a week and a half, when that came in, I remember you mentioning in meetings, hey, Doggett's coming. Should we go to that?
Yeah.
Man, but I sent you.
We're scheduled to leave already.
Yeah, but you did great. We sent you to interview Tenpenny.
Yeah.
That's why we got to get some more camera guys.
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. I mean, the bottom line, though, was this was spontaneous.
Yeah. I mean, it was not going out to Republicans. I didn't see it anywhere else advertised except, through those channels of direct mailing. And he's direct mailing just his voters.
So it definitely wasn't staged.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but
stay there.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Okay, we slammed into that break, Rob Dude. You were making the point that you can't guarantee there wasn't a Republican there, but you made the excellent point off air that he's all over news saying this was staged by Republicans and the Libertarians. And that it was a minority. You watch the video, it is the majority.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He was on the news. He did a news report that night of it saying, this is a small group that was going in and creating this disturbance. And, I mean, you can clearly see everybody shouting him down. because they don't want this.
And then the media spin it and also say it's wrong to yell. It's un-American. No, that's what the Founding Fathers did as the Sons of Liberty for 15 years before they had to get more serious. It's totally American because now we find out he'd been there talking them down, telling them they were stupid, saying, in fact, on record, and I heard a lady on KLBJ this morning, one of the witnesses being interviewed, she said, no, I'm a Democrat. But it was when we said, even if we're against this, you're going to vote for it. And he said, yes, and tries to push past. Well, you can see that. You can't hear everything that's being said, but you can see him trying to get out when that begins. And it's as he's leaving, they start voicing and chanting that this was happening. But my issue is, I heard Rock Howard, a friend of mine, we're calling him right now. I heard Rock Howard, head of the Travis County Libertarian Party, on 590 AM saying, we didn't even know about this. This was some internal mail out that went, which you confirmed
it only went
through your wife, saying, we wish we would have known about it. We would have sent people. And the Republicans have said the same thing.
Right.
So, again, they're acting like it's bad to say, we don't want this, we don't want this, to chant, just say no as he's leaving. Mm-hmm. It's wrong to speak now. It's un-American. They're actually saying this all over the news, that it's evil and aggressive and kind of terroristic, kind of scary. I heard local talk show hosts saying that today. And then they go further, and they're trying to say that this was all staged by Republicans and Democrats. The Libertarians are on record, so are the Republicans, saying no. But we have the proof, because it's not Democrats or Libertarians staging people booing Perry and Senator Cornyn at these tea parties. They're being booed everywhere, but the media is desperate to make this partisan, because if the people find out that everybody hates the government and that it's universal, their little party's over, Bubba.
Exactly. And it's a redress of grievances, and it's our right to do that. And if they can't take it, get out of office if you don't like it.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you read about the first 200 years of this country, it's total Americana to chant at these bastards.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, no, now you're not supposed to do that. In fact, you know, oh, you ask Senator Perry a question, Senator Kerry a question, you get tasered. Don't tase me, bro. He wasn't even resisting, but they tased him as punishment.
I guess this is a new syndrome that people are developing, spontaneous anti-government response syndrome.
Exactly. Well, I mean, don't give them ideas. The American Psychological Association has made over 20 in the last decade new psychological designations. If you believe in a new world order, even though Al Gore is announcing world government, it doesn't exist. You're mentally ill. So I guess now, if you believe people are spontaneously booing socialized health care, booing open borders, booing cap and trade, if you don't believe their conspiracy theory that it's staged with no proof, they just make this up. This is a national news story that this was staged here in Austin, and it was not staged. I mean, my neighbor was there shopping and saw it. We have the video. This was his supporters. This was a mailer to his people. Senator Specter gets shouted down. Congressman Castle gets shouted down. Senator Cornyn gets shouted down. See, I want the Politico to report this is happening to everybody. I mean, this is revolt that's happening.
Right.
But no, they want to say it's some staged political activity. The citizens aren't out protesting. See, they're the conspiracy theorists, Rob.
I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. They just can't take it when they're wrong, and they know they're wrong.
Well, we're here breaking it to everybody right now. We are here breaking this to you right now. We have eyewitnesses with Congressman Castle, Senator Specter, and the Austin event that happened a mile and a half from where I sit. This was not staged. It was totally spontaneous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.